Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, and I am Mark Edge.
And I'm Alex.
That's right. It's been a long time, ladies and gentlemen, and since I was sitting here in the driver's seat of Free Talk Live, but God, it feels good to be back behind the microphone. For those of you who don't know, let me do a quick introduction. I, Mark Edge, was on the first night that Free Talk Live was broadcast, and that was many years ago. That was in November of 2002. Ian and I and another gentleman named Mike did our first show down in Sarasota, Florida. And I've basically helped grow Free Talk Live for that entire time frame. Now, about a year ago, I ceased being on the air because, well, I was trying to find places in the United States where, well, our door wouldn't be kicked in by the Federal Bureau of Investigations.
Did you find one?
No. You're not going to find any place where the federal bureau, inside the federal government, where the Federal Bureau of Investigations can't kick your door in. And this is the conclusion I came to, is that no matter how much you look around America, you're simply not going to find a place where the FBI and the IRS just can do whatever they want. Now, you'd think to yourself, well, why does this guy care about the FBI? I mean, what's the big deal? For those of you who don't know, Free Talk Live has been raided twice. The first time, there were never any charges that were brought. And I recently got a piece of paper that says that they're going to return all the pieces of equipment that they stole, and I guess in hopes of taking us off the air. I'm not entirely sure what their goal was. But you can decide. It happened right after the Malheur Wildlife Refuge situation and the Bundy Ranch situation, where we, I, on the air, called the FBI's conduct highly unprofessional and said that it looked very much like they were trying to assassinate those people. And that's how it would have looked like to me. I stayed up all night watching that event, and it seemed like they were trying to assassinate people. And they're trying to draw them outside so they could shoot them. And then later, they decided to come after people, you know, some of our co-hosts, for selling Bitcoin without a license. As if you need a license to sell Bitcoin. The funny thing is that the conspiracy theory out there would suggest that banks own governments solely for the reason of protecting themselves from competition, and that Bitcoin was explicitly created to destroy banks. This is the conspiracy theory. I didn't make it. I'm just beginning to believe it. Because, sure enough, when a couple of, you know, just a few little handful of people in Keene, New Hampshire, go and, you know, try to get Bitcoin in the hands of people, boy, oh boy, we got to just bring down the entire weight of the federal government. I'm talking about millions and millions of dollars in investigation over the course of 5 years. They had cameras on poles looking at us. You know, literally, there's report after report after report. Mark Edge steps outside. That's it. You know, this person steps inside. This person steps outside. That person goes and smokes a cigarette. It wasn't me. I don't smoke. But this is what it was like reading this stuff. And it is, I mean, just highly offensive to me. And then one day, March the 16th of last year, they decide to take a tank and drive it through our one of the doors in the building that contains our studio. They shatter a front window. They fly a drone in. They point guns at naked women. I mean, real heroes protecting America. So I just decided, look, I'm going to do what it takes to keep Free Talk Live on the air. Thank God we were able to get attorneys to get Ian out of jail. They literally wanted to hold him in jail for, like, as long as they could, a year or two, for a white-collar crime. They're not proposing a victim here. They're not saying that Ian robbed anybody or did anything to defraud any human being. And so then I went on a mission to start finding free places. And I have been on this mission for some years. You and I, Alex, we went to the U.S. Marianas together. And I'm going to talk about that tonight. I want to clear the air because people are, to some extent, like, well, that Mark, you know, I guess his mission failed. He went to the U.S. Marianas and then, you know, COVID and governments and sorry. I guess you got to go back to New Hampshire where everybody's free. So I'm going to take I'm pulling out the Liberty gun and I'm going to put some bullets in the heads of sacred cows tonight. That's my goal. But you can call in, talk about whatever you want. It looks like that another gunman went into another government school and shot some more kids there. Turns out the police didn't do a very good job of protecting them. It's almost as if the government is there to protect itself and not you. I'm not saying that there's not brave men and women that work for law enforcement agencies around America. I know that there are some that will throw themselves bodily in front of a bullet in order to protect kids. I know they will. But those people aren't supported by their higher-ups. And I know what this is like. I was in a situation, I was a fireman at one point, and I was in a situation where I was going towards an accident. That accident, the guy had been speeding at high speeds through a 35-mile-an-hour zone. He lost control of his tiny little vehicle, little Geo Metro or something like that, hit a giant 800-pound rock, actually lost one of the wheels, not the tires, the wheels, on top of a 17-foot umbrella that goes over the top of gas pumps. And he ended up steaming next to the gas pumps. We couldn't tell if there was fire or anything like that. So when I arrived on scene, I was there before the department vehicles. And I realized that it looked like the vehicle was on fire. But then again, I'm standing on the giant tanks of gasoline. So if something goes up, it just all goes up. So I might as well go over and see if I can help the guy rather than just dying here standing on the side. And I believe my fire chief had the very best of intentions. And I don't know that he was wrong. But as I was rushing towards, you know, walking towards the scene, they pull up in the vehicle and he's like, and he has one of those John F. Kennedy accents. You know, this is the Northeast where I was working. Mark, you get away from there. And so, well, what'd I do? I mean, that was my boss. And I have no idea what these police officers were told. They were probably told to hold steady and don't go in. Now, I believe some of them did go in to save their kids from the school. But, you know, nobody was going to do anything in the classrooms. So if you want to call in and talk about the Texas shooter, you're welcome to. I can't say that I know everything about the case. Then again, I'll talk to you about anything else I don't know everything about, too. Alex and I are going to talk to you about what we have discovered over the course of the last year and before that as far as finding places that are free. Alex, do you want to tell people who you are and what brought you to the air today?
Sure. So like Mark, I've been looking for some place where I can build something of significance and be unmolested in said venture. My interest was in creating a crypto community, a circular economy type situation, and given the regulations in the crypto industry and the cultural effects of high bureaucracy places, I began searching for some place that would be more free and open to such an ecosystem. And after looking all across the U.S., it seemed like the Northern Mariana Islands, Saipan.
November of 2019, I think it was on Thanksgiving Day,
yeah.
You came on Free Talk Live, and you started talking about Crypto Frontier, which I think is a website still up at CryptoFrontier.org.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I got so excited about the idea of the U.S. Marianas because of a variety of reasons that I accompanied you there.
I think you were there in January 2020.
Yeah, you were there a few weeks before me.
Yeah, I arrived in December 2019, and you joined a month later.
So you were on the air in Thanksgiving. You left 2 or 3 weeks later, yeah. And then I arrived 2 or 3 weeks after that. I did stop off in Hong Kong to sort of watch the yellow umbrella protests and get lend whatever support I could to people for seeking more freedom in their lives. I don't know. It sort of seems like COVID might have drove a stake through the heart of any hope of liberty that people in Hong Kong have, but I certainly do have those hopes. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Mark here with you.
And Alex.
Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. I mentioned the Texas shooter earlier, and Alex and I are going to tell you about some adventures we've had. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. So, I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com before we get on here. Bitcoin.com has been a longtime sponsor of Free Talk Live, and we love them over there. They do great work. If you are just getting into cryptocurrency, you need to go to learn.bitcoin.com. Just go to Bitcoin.com. They've got it right there at the top. You can learn, you can buy, you can trade. There's the Bitcoin.com app, the market data, the merchant maps, the casinos, the news, the company, the, you know, whatever it is you need to have. They've got it there at Bitcoin.com. It's your one-stop shop for all things cryptocurrency, and it's a safe site that you can trust if you're just getting into Bitcoin. It's Bitcoin.com. They make it easy to buy, to sell, whatever you want to do with your Bitcoin. It's Bitcoin.com. And they've got, it looks like you're promoting Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and Ethereum as sort of the big three, the triumvirate of crypto here at the top right now. And it looks like the Verse token sale is going on. Are you familiar with Verse, Alex?
A little bit. It's,
you've heard the name.
Yeah, new fundraising token they launched.
Ooh. Very interesting stuff. So, Bitcoin.com. We were telling the story about how on Thanksgiving 2019, this is just prior to COVID hitting, you came on the show and we were talking about Crypto Frontier, which is a project you wanted to move to the U.S. Marianas and begin to attract liberty-loving individuals there to create a new, freer place that would put cryptocurrency foremost and hopefully see the benefits of that. Now, I'm going to ask some questions here, and I generally know what the answers are, but you know, why cryptocurrency? Why would you choose cryptocurrency as the number one thing?
Well, money makes the world go round, right? And without free money, how can one be free, decide what they want to do? And I think in the world of central bank digital currencies and social credit scores that we're heading towards, there's really nothing more important than the ability to be in control of your money, where you spend it, how you receive it. So I knew that money was an important part of everyday life and that crypto is the next evolution in money. So I looked for the best place in the country to build a cluster where the crypto movement and industry could successfully flourish.
And now, that's what I believe is the pivot point. The weak point or the strong point is that you were looking inside the country, inside the United States. Can you tell me why you chose to be inside the United States rather than out of it?
Yeah, well, the United States is the biggest economy, and it has the most people interested in cryptocurrency, new technology, and innovation. So it seemed one should at least try in the United States. There's 330 million people that can move to Saipan with just their driver's license, no passport even required.
They do want you to have a passport, but you can get there with just a driver's license, right?
Yeah, you might need a birth certificate as well or some other thing to confirm your citizenship.
But you're a U.S. citizen, and U.S. and so are the people who are born in Saipan,
yes.
The U.S. Mariana Islands, the Northern Mariana Islands, the U.S. Mariana. So we're going to refer to it as a variety of things. Basically, there's Saipan, which is one island, and then there's a couple of other islands, Tinian, which is where Enola Gay took off to drop bombs on Japan in 1945, and Rota, which is a much smaller sort of rural island. And then there's a very, very small one called Pagan, which I believe they evacuated people off again recently for the same active volcano situation.
Yeah, there's about 13 islands total, but only four or five are inhabited, and two of the five have less than five households on them actively.
Two of the 5-2. That's I did not know that. That's one more than I knew.
Yeah.
I haven't been out to those outlying islands because getting there is kind of difficult. If you're on Saipan, you're going to have to pay hundreds of dollars to a boat captain to take you to one of these other islands.
Try thousands.
Yeah, it could be thousands.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the closest one you can probably get to is hundreds.
Yeah.
Maybe. Anyway, apparently they go there and they hunt things. Everybody left Pagan decades ago for, a couple decades ago, for because of a volcano. And they've got wild running pigs and cows and all kinds of things over there. So they've gone a little feral. And
The governor recently introduced a deer on the island for hunting, violating some of the nature laws and conservation laws. He just got some deer, took him on a police boat, and put him on the island. And that's the kind of thing that kind of attracted me to Saipan, is the very live and let
devil
live.
May care attitude towards.
If no one's hurt, is there really a problem? It's kind of the mentality.
Yeah.
You can argue sometimes it might seem like no one's hurt, but they actually are. But the general philosophy exists there, and that seems to be lacking very much in the mainland U.S., where everyone's trying to look for some reason to sue you or create bureaucracy.
I'd call the deer a reintroduction. Has he reintroduced deer to the island of Pagan?
From who? The Spanish? 500 years earlier?
I don't know. They bring deer. Yeah, where were their deer? How did the deer get there in the first place?
Spanish.
That's a good question.
Brought them over, is my understanding.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, they were all over Rota.
Yeah.
But just because they're not indigenous doesn't mean they can't be reintroduced. You could rid your island of, voracious rats and then bring new ones in if that's what you wanted to do. Anyway, we both, by January of 2020, were on the island of Saipan, and we did tour around a little bit, but this was basically the project, was to introduce cryptocurrency there. We met with the Senate, a subcommittee of the Senate, which was, the Senate's not that big, so the subcommittee was basically a third of the Senate. And we had met with representatives at different times, we being the activist group. And there was quite a few there. How many movers do you think you had in total?
I would say a total of a dozen to 20, depending on how you count movers, right? How long do they have to stay? Do the families count? Do the kids count? So it depends on how you count it. But
20 movers. The Free State Project has had 5,000.
Well, it's per capita, right? The number of voters in the CNMI is 18,500.
There's 18,500 voters in the CNMI. So, obviously, one person moving is significantly more powerful. You're practically a voting block as you move.
Yes.
Yeah. So, that does change things as far as per capita goes. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about what you want to talk about. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Parents of the 19 children killed inside a South Texas elementary school have more questions than answers about that fateful day. Former FBI investigator Bill Daley says the timeline of events is still unclear.
The next question that wasn't very crisp in that press conference and perhaps will come out a little bit later on is that specific timing around the initial entry to the final breach.
This after police say officers took defensive positions inside Robb Elementary in Uvalde on Tuesday when the gunman opened fire at them instead of calling for backup. Hitting the road this Memorial Day weekend, gas prices have hit a new highest ever milestone. According to AAA, the national average price for regular is now $4.60 a gallon. Diesel price is also sitting at $5.54 a gallon. USA Radio News. Senate Republicans are blocking forward progress on a domestic terrorism bill.
On this vote, the yeas are 47, the nays are 47. The motion is not agreed to.
The measure fell short of a 60-vote threshold needed to advance. The House-passed Democratic measure was pushed after the recent deadly mass shooting in Buffalo, which was labeled as a racially motivated hate crime. Republicans are accusing Democrats of politicizing the Buffalo tragedy with unnecessary legislation. Republican Senator Rand Paul calling the bill insulting and said it implies all people are bad, that there is this great and worrisome thing that is infecting America, when the opposite is true. A second shipment of baby formula is now in Pennsylvania. It was flown in from Germany yesterday to help ease the nationwide supply shortage. Officials say it will be sent to hospitals, WIC programs, and retailers as soon as this weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live. Come on. That's right. Come on and call. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603. That's the New Hampshire area code, in case you need to know. 283-6160. Honestly, you should put that in your phone and just get it there and ready so that whenever you do feel like calling, you can just have it ready to call. We're talking about whatever you want to talk about tonight. It's open lines, and we can discuss the Texas shooter situation or whatever is on your mind. But I have been chomping at the bit to get back on Free Talk Live and talk about my favorite thing to talk about, which is how can you find more freedom in your lifetime? I recently read, started probably a year ago, and I've been reading over and over Harry Brown's How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World. And this book has gotten a little dated. Not everything about it is as up to date as it was, but what the fundamental truth is that you can have the level of freedom you want to have. That you opt in and opt out of systems that, in all systems, take your peace of mind. They take your time. I don't care if you're joining the local, model train club, or you're, going to your state capitol testifying to get rid of some law or enact some law or do whatever you're trying to do. These systems take your time, and you've got a limited amount on the planet Earth. You need to give the systems that you think are worth your time. Now, for me, I'm interested in solving a particular problem. And that problem is, where can you move to find more freedom? Because I've come to the conclusion that if you have picked one of the 50 states of the United States, you're wasting your time if you're looking for liberty. Now, look, the United States is super great for a lot of things. If you want to move to, you know, you're probably in the United States if you're listening to me. So moving isn't necessary to find more freedom. But the United States is a great place to make money. So make money. Be happy. Take care of your family. Do the things that you do there to make you happy. But being involved, in my opinion, being involved in libertarian politics inside the United States is a treadmill for people who want that kind of treadmill. And you need to know that's what you're looking for. If you're trying to solve a problem with libertarian policies in the United States, you're probably not going to do it. Or if you do it, there'll still be so many other problems that effectively you won't have achieved much of anything. So I picked up and I moved. After picking up and moving to the Free State Project for Liberty, and mostly I was picking up and moving and following Free Talk Live and my business partner Ian Freeman, but picking up and moving in 2006, I picked up and moved again in 2019. So no one can claim I didn't give the Free State Project my time and my all. I was elected 3 times to delegate to the state convention for the Republican Party. I went and I voted on the state platform. You know, I did all kinds of things. I testified in front of local and state committees and trying to get this thing or that thing through or stopped or whatever the case may be. And what I realized was that you can have... Like, you should find the place that has the most freedom today that you're looking for. Now, this is one of the reasons I picked up and I moved to Saipan in 2019. Now, not that I'm looking for it, but prostitution's basically ignored, just like it is in Nevada. Now, Nevada has it legal in some places, and frankly, the cops can't chase the hookers around those casinos enough. I mean, it may be illegal in the counties where there is gambling, but try and stop them. There's weeds legal in Saipan. Now, I don't smoke marijuana, but I like the idea that people aren't thrown in jail for it. I don't want to pay for the incarceration of Americans for possessing weed. What are some of the other things? Casinos?
The casinos are legal. Lowest taxes in America.
Right, no sales tax.
No property tax. Lower income tax than any of the states.
It's basically the same income tax structure as the rest of the United States, but it's like up to an 80% discount. I mean, there's a 100% discount, too, if you get low enough. But, you know, you could more or less guess that the average middle-class person is going to pay 80%, 80% less. So there's 20% is you'll pay 20% of tax. Except for capital gains. Watch out. And we were there for a couple of months. And we worked very hard to try to get the government.
You were there for a couple months.
I was there for a couple of months, yes. You
were there for a couple of years.
You were there for a couple of years, yeah.
And you'll always be there in spirit.
Yep. I'm still a resident of the U.S. Marianas, thanks to the IRS laws. But the what happened was COVID occurred. And this was in the Pacific. And many of the countries in the Pacific, many of these small countries, were shutting their borders. They weren't letting anyone in and anyone out. So the governor kind of took a cue from all this and said, hey, we're going to stop tourism right now, and we'll pick it up later when this is over. Now, that seems like a terrible idea if you're in a tourist business, but hey, you know, we're just stopping the planes. So I got out on the third, my family and I got out on the third to last plane to leave the island 4 months. And
weeks.
It was just weeks? Yeah. How many?
I think it was most of April.
Oh, really? I thought it was a lot more than that. But then they had five-star tropical paradise jail if you decided to return. Is that right?
Yeah, they had a quarantine for everyone coming in.
And then there was a time when you could not do quarantine if you'd gotten your vaccination shot.
Yeah, it was first everyone quarantined. Then there was a self-quarantine period where you could quarantine at home. And then due to the compliance issues in Saipan, where people are quarantining at the bar and the club and everywhere else, they're like, okay, the self-quarantine might not work too well here.
Yeah.
So then it was mandatory quarantine for everyone, even the vaccinated, because they realized the vaccine wasn't that effective quite early on.
Yes.
But then there was some backlash, so then it was only unvaccinated had to quarantine, and then finally no one had to quarantine. So it's...
At this point, one doesn't have to quarantine. But, so more or less I left, and I decided I didn't want to go sit in a quarantine for X amount of days or weeks, and I couldn't get a straight answer out of the Saipan office, the mayor's office, and on what I had to do and what I couldn't do. So I just waited it out. And as long as you're still under a state of emergency, a FEMA-declared state of emergency, the IRS considers you to be physically in your home state. So, obviously, you have to look this up for yourself if you're trying to, you know, play this little game, but it happened to work out for me. So, at this time, I believe we're still under a state of emergency in Saipan for COVID, and therefore, I am still physically there. And I got shook on Crypto Frontier. I really felt like, you know, the governor's ability to shut down airlines for weeks is disturbing. And essentially, commerce was shut down for a long time. Now, admittedly, I was spoiled. I was in Florida. I realized that places like California and New York, that the country was shut down pretty thoroughly during this time frame. But I didn't feel that shut down. I was, I was in as free a place as you could be. I think Florida was ranked the number 5 freest state behind places like Arkansas and South Dakota, which I would have liked Florida to be as free as Arkansas and South Dakota, but I would not have liked to have necessarily been stuck in Arkansas and South Dakota. I know what the winters are like in New Hampshire. I can only imagine what they're like in South Dakota.
Yeah. I would push back a little bit. The governor did not ban flights. That only the FAA has the authority to do that. He just suggested that people don't leave. Likewise, on some indicators, Saipan did pretty well, such as having no mask mandate. Perhaps the only place.
But compliance was very high, even without a mandate. Not that that matters. I mean, it's people making choices that they're choosing to make. But there was also, United did shut flights down.
Yes.
Yeah, so that wasn't so cool.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula.
I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's longtime host of Free Talk Live, Mark Edge.
And Alex.
And we are hosting the show here from the beautiful island of Utila in Honduras.
Ooh.
Yeah, and we're going to tell you more about that here in a little while.
That's an asshole country?
According to one S-head, yes, that's the case. It's an asshole country. You know, I don't disagree with the notion that some countries are better than others. All you have to do is travel to some, and then you can come up with your determination as to which ones are assholes and which ones aren't. I'm kind of a chauvinist for the United States. I like it. I know what it's like to grow up there. I know what I'm going to get.
America.
Yeah, I'm not exactly not that. But I think that there are many things that America used to be that it isn't anymore, and that you can find some of those things elsewhere.
Yeah, I think America, the idea, is what we love more than America, the place. The
right.
Place has become a giant co-working space or shopping mall, and it's spreading all around the world where pretty much every city is the same. You go from chain store to chain restaurant to chain job, and you're just chained there, stuck, entrapped, and yep. The freedom that we once had is now gone, because if you say the wrong thing or even think the wrong thing now, you might get canceled.
You're exactly right. This is how I feel about it in so many ways. I mean, America just seems insane. And it was COVID in large part that made me feel that way. Now, you and I were talking about just before we, you know.
Whose state was better?
Yeah, well, we were talking about what it was like in Saipan or the U.S. Marianas or whatever you want to call it over there. It's north of Guam, and it's U.S. territory, and it's got 18,500 voters. And we were over there, and you said the governor didn't shut down the planes when COVID happened, but effectively he did. He basically pressured the airline, United, to stop flights for a little while they got everything under control.
Yeah.
And then basically the tourists were stopped for a year and a half.
Yes, that's definitely the case, and it was pretty good for us who were living there, because we had unspoiled beaches and nature, and not that there was ever much traffic, but the 5-minute traffic turned into 5-second traffic.
Right.
And it was just, we had our own paradise to ourselves, so that was wonderful. All the hotels had sales all the time as they try to stay afloat. And
right.
Just a grand old time.
Come swim in our pool. Do something. I mean, you know, like keep our staff employed. It'll, you know, just come out.
Ocean view villas were cheap.
Yep. And one of the things I said about the U.S. Marianas while I was there, and I'm going to stand by it, is I said the liberty was palpable. The freedom there was palpable. You could sort of feel it in the air. And it truly was, in many ways, the freest place in the United States. It is the freest place in the United States.
It's the kind of place where you can rent a car with no driver's license or insurance or even speaking the language. You just do a handshake and, you know, that's it.
But everybody speaks English there, and they use the dollar.
Almost everyone speaks English.
That's true. You could have, you know,
you go to Chinatown or some
the whole island
areas.
Of Chinatown. a third of the population is Chinese.
Yeah.
Another third is Filipino, and the last third is voters, Americans. So they're Chamorros or Carolinians, and then literally, white guys are like 1% of the population.
Yeah, it's very small.
And I shouldn't even say white guys. I should say, I don't even know what term to use.
Mainlanders.
Mainlanders? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, there's lots of mainland people from China or from the mainland. But, yeah, there's not a good terminology for what they are because, you know, here I am calling you a white guy. I'm including you in the white guy numbers. But, you know, the black guy numbers? I mean, what was it? You and Vin?
Yeah, very few. Probably five or six.
Longtime hoster of Free Talk Live, Ben Armani, moved, and after a conversation with me, you know, he wanted to know what it was like there, and I told him. And I think that it was my conversation that was pivotal in him getting excited and wanting to test it out. Some of the downsides of this as a freedom destination, I want to give them to people, is it is remote. Getting there costs these days probably $1,500.
I think more. I think it's about $2,000 now. Before it used to be $1,500. You could even round trip for $1,500, but now I bet it's over $2,000 with the whole Ukraine situation.
Right. So getting there is not easy to do. And what would you say some of the other obstacles to Saipan being the destination for somebody who's seeking more liberty?
You'll miss some of your creature comforts. You can't get gigabit internet in Saipan. You can get fast enough for HD Netflix, but you're going to have a hard time gaming with North American peers because the latency will be a little high. No gigabit internet generally. Your Amazon orders will take 10 days to arrive.
Yeah, delivery's tough.
Some things with lithium-ion batteries won't come, so you have to find the eBay seller who just ignores USPS's rules.
Mm-hmm.
And things generally move more slowly there.
I'm seeing one flight in the near future to Saipan and back New York City at $2,000, and then everything above that appears to be even more. So, round-trip flights are expensive right now. Now, it was much cheaper before COVID, and one would presume that at some point is going to get cheaper still, but it's not short no matter what.
Yeah.
There isn't a nonstop flight from the mainland United States to Saipan or even Guam.
Yeah.
You got to hop on United from...
Pre-COVID, you could fly to Seoul or Hong Kong direct because those are airport number 2 and 3 in the world. And then you could go from there to Saipan. So it was just a one-stop layover. But COVID kind of gutted the tourism market. So Hong Kong flights... I think the airline Hong Kong Express is just shut down.
Yeah, just shut down. It actually, Ian had flights to come out, and they just took his money. You know, like they're gone. You know, that's that. When you take a discount airline in that circumstance, you do to some extent take a risk, and there it was. You know, it wasn't a whole bunch of money, but well, by the way, those $2,000 flights turned out to be $5,000 flights. Right, so, you know, It's expensive to get there, and basically, if you're going to go, you're probably going to want to be staying for a little while. And as far as getting electronics and things like that, a little more difficult. Not terrible. I ran a radio show from there, and it was all right.
You can get everything you need. You just might not get it in 2 days you could in the mainland.
Yeah. So, anyway, it was... I think that it was worth. I'm absolutely happy to have gone there, and I'm happy to have learned what I learned. But ultimately, it wasn't. I didn't think it was the destination. And I have something specific going on. I'm managing a fund that has to do with cryptocurrencies, and long-term capital gains is important to my client. And this wasn't a great place for long-term capital gains. It didn't really fit that particular thing. So the IRS, although you aren't under the thumb of the IRS when you're in the U.S. Marianas, you're still under the IRS code, and if they need help to parse out your tax form, they will call in IRS auditors. And also, and the only way to really get out of from underneath the IRS is to give up your citizenship. You can get out of a lot of their rules by moving to a territory like the U.S. Marianas or Puerto Rico. And by the way, Puerto Rico has a really cool program you might consider. But ultimately, it's you still have to deal with the IRS. You still have to deal with the United States federal government. If the Federal Bureau of Investigations wanted to figure out where Free Talk Live was on the island of Saipan and kick our door in again, they could do that. And for me, I just didn't like that particular aspect of it. I just couldn't live with the idea that they would be able to do that. So I was looking outside the United States in a certain swath of time zones. You know, I wanted to be able to do Free Talk Live in a reasonable time. You know, started as late as 7 o'clock and end it by 10 is what I wanted to do. And then I could do it early in the morning. You and I did Free Talk Live as early as 9 a.m. in Saipan, which is kind of early for me at one point in my life. You know, now I'm getting up at 5, but nonetheless. Anyway, give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. We're talking about where are the freest places on Earth and some of the things that we've discovered over time. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
Here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Free Talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.